The perpetual static of her hands matches the perpetual static of his noise. I look out for a man, I go wild walking all day long for a man, I can't find a man, I fight 27,000 boys, I walk up and down them all day long, and I feel like I'm a human being. Meanwhile, my vapid slag gadget goes walking the green avenues of fucking paradise itself in Cascadia, America, walking down the street like the sexiest fucking robot ever. Hip to the left, hip to the right. Walk it, holding the store, hand still. Deep in his pockets, looking for the last dime. I see them, I feel them all day long. He almost blinks sometimes. In my reality, I'm beyond. Beyond wishing and waiting, negotiating, feeling seven waves and seven winds. He goes out there as if he was wearing a turbine. He's a turbine, as if every spiral of his hair was a windmill and he was shooting quarters. Gushing like the Seven Rivers Dam, as if he meant anything to anyone besides me, and I'm the only one who knows him, who owns him, who he'd claim in a dust storm. 70,000 shrapnels that got cut in my eye, and the holy anchor of that whole fucking dust devil by the ankle and wring its fucking neck, snap it by the legs and bash its fucking head on the ground, kick it in the head, stomp on it a few times and say, "Listen to me, motherfucker. You think you're the teletemporal motherfucker that owns the goddamn four winds of the seven horses? I'll tell you a thing or two about love. He clutches the horseman's hair, applies bandages to its shattered orb, even kisses the specter's lips on its own. Its own fucking lips, he sucks language back into the ghost's own throat. Throttles his bones as if he was a bee. Takes his own damn sweet time, kicks off a whole cigarette and drinks. There was wine in those days. He goes, "Listen, you knee-knocked a little..." A thing with its renewed breath. Coughs up a few golems and devils and minions and viziers and wraiths and rails and wraiths and motherfuckers that come spilling out of his gullet. And they flee like cats from fire, from the light of my man's fearsome brow. steps on his chest. The devil himself, my man. My fucking man stepping on the devil's chest, ready to break the ribs that I paid for, that my whole life, my entire. Redacted life of fucking waiting, pitying men, and abiding their weakness. My garden, my garden, my garden. What have you done to me? I've slaked these devil's ashes and been far beyond them, and then you go into their tiresome little graves and dig them up. With you, with like a flick of your fucking pinky or your little ring finger. Which one do you use? Not your middle, of certain. That's another matter. God, step on his fucking chest, crush your heel into his fucking sternum, and you say, "Space me, devil." As if he was an accordion or something. As if he was a tawdry little whim of your own device. On a good Tuesday, I believe you, my love. When I sleep deep, I ask him. I whisper in his hoary ear. Bite his hoary hair with my sharp teeth. I suck his lobe with the lips I never use for you, and I ask him. I say, "Hold forth, devil. Tell me the truth of this beastock son, a Xenocrat who's claimed my heart and trances upon your sternum, and even in this given moment and promises me eternity and all the love in the world, even as he goes off and drinks like a slaggy little fuck and has nothing and no one and no resort and no recourse, only my heart, only my love."